Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Mark Ehrhardt, president of the Ehrhardt Group. They just released a report entitled "The Game Isn't Changing, It's Changed, the State of the Media in 2025. And Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel, it's good to be with you again.
Mark, that title is an understatement. It's changing so fast. I think a lot of folks not even sure where they are any longer.
Well, I mean, right now... We've always tried to stay optimistic when we talk about the Gulf South Index and we talk about how people in this part of the country can receive information and what they do with it. And what's become clear, though, is especially in 2025, is that the optimism just isn't there. And what we've seen over the process of 6 years is the optimism about where we are, who we are, the things that we believe in this part of the country, it's steadily gone down and down and down. Now, the upside is it's still higher than the rest of the country when it comes to optimism. But now, you know, in the Gulf South, we're much more like the rest of the country where we're looking around going, man, I just don't know what the future holds. And as we've looked at 6 years of data in doing this, one of the key factors is the amount of information that we have coming upon us every minute of every day. And by having that much information come at us, it creates a question of whether we should trust the information. More and more of us don't trust the information we're getting. And when we don't trust the information we're getting, we retreat into what we already know in terms of our behaviors. And when we retreat into what we think we already know, it makes it harder for good information or accurate information to break through that bubble that we surround ourselves with when it comes to what we read and share and who we even talk to.
Do you believe, because I do, I think this goes back to folks not recognizing or realizing the difference between news and opinion. It used to be the way that you presented it was a lot different, right? So it was easier and clearly delineated. Like, you know, you'd watch a news broadcast, and now you know, state X station, we deliver our opinion, our news opinion, and everybody knew that was an opinion. But you watch shows now that look like news. Really, it's an opinion show, right?
Well, I mean, most all of the news, I would say most all of the news outside of what we get locally is built around opinion sharing. And it's reflective. I think it's reflective in how we trust things. I mean, so Gallup had a poll recently where they said in the 1970s, you know, we used to call it mass media, newspapers, TV, radio, the things that, you know, everybody was watching or reading. And in the 70s, 2/3 of the United States population had a great deal or fair amount of trust in those media outlets. And so the most trusted person, you know, this is something I think we talked about last time. The most trusted person during the Vietnam War was Walter Cronkite, who is a journalist, right? I mean, I say Walter Cronkite and I go, oh, yeah, I remember Walter Cronkite at the end of his career. But most people, generations have passed since Walter Cronkite was on the air. But he was the most trusted person in America, was a journalist. Now we've gone from 2/3 of the public thinking, you know, the media that we pay attention to is trustworthy, to where only 1/3 feel that way. Only 1/3 of Americans really trust a great deal or even a fair amount the media that they're reading and watching and listening to throughout the day. And I think a lot of that is built around people's opinions, and because we're sharing opinions and everybody's got an opinion, you know, it you know, all of a sudden, you know, we're all geniuses and experts around tariffs, right? When most of our lives, we probably never, outside of working with the port, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, had a serious conversation about a tariff around the kitchen table, but now we're all experts on it because we're bombarded by opinions about it every day. And so it's only the problem of information has only gotten worse because there's so much more of it. And we're having to just grind through it all. And then we ultimately rely on what it is that we know. And when we rely on what it is that we know, we're not as open to new information. We're not as open to what we would consider, what you would describe, news and reporting what is happening, as opposed to opinion, which is trying to tell us what to think about what is happening.
Do you think that our desire to be right has far outweighed our desire to be educated? And I mean that educated by looking at both sides, you know. So it just seems to me that a lot of folks are out there searching for confirmation bias, whatever their bias may be, to find a news or opinion show that confirms it.
Oh, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think everything has separated into a black or white discussion. And, you know, we present to different groups sometimes about where the news media is, where information is, and in terms of what people accept and what they don't, and what they share and what they don't. And everything is a fight to the death, regardless of whether you're where your political leanings are or whether your value leanings are or anything like that. It is a fight to the death. And I actually, you know, for the Gen Xers in the audience, you know, I throw up a picture of Rocky IV with Rocky and Ivan Drago staring at each other at the center of the ring, where Ivan Drago says, "I must break you," you know, and Rocky says, "Go for it." And it is just like that in the information world. And the trouble that's emerging, though, is that, you know, we found in the Gulf South Index that more than 50% of people are more concerned about misinformation coming through social media than they are concerned about government interference in terms of being able to share things on social media and police it. We're more concerned about getting false information and believing it than we are. We want the government to put some guardrails around it because we don't want to get misinformation. But the problem is, even though we know we're getting misinformation or we don't necessarily trust the information we're getting, we can't stop scrolling. And what we're doing by scrolling all the time, and with half the population of America getting their daily news from social media, is that the traditional, what would be considered mainstream news outlets reporting the news that end up in our feeds, they're being bombarded by the opinion makers and the people who are saying fringe things that we don't know are true. We just don't know. And you know, I'm in the business. I'm in the business of communicating to people and trying to understand people. And, you know, there have been things that have come across where I was like, man, that sounds like it's true. And I've had to Google to see if it really is. And I believe stuff that wasn't true. Now, I haven't shared it, but I'm tested and I'm in the business.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every day.
Yeah, same here. You know, these news cycles, I have a list of things that I want to talk about at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock in the evening. Sometimes I'll leave the screen around midnight. I have to get up in the morning and recheck it because what was true then may not be true the next morning. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Right. And the speed. So a lot of this, what we're looking more into, what I'm personally interested in, is how the speed of information we get, the amount of information we get, influences how we make decisions, and especially around our economic lives. How do we believe what we believe, and then how do we make decisions about what to do from there? And human beings, naturally, especially in this part of the country, we are loss averse. We don't like risk, and we will knowingly hold on to a bad hand of poker, knowing it's a bad hand because we fear the unknown of what we may get dealt the next hand. And it's just human nature. And when we have more and more information, or we have more and more negative information, things that create uncertainty in the outward world, it only causes us to retreat and white knuckle the information we have, which, you know, puts us in the where we're afraid to make decisions. We're afraid to do things outside of what we normally do, even if we know what we normally do isn't necessarily the best option. And that uncertainty that exists out there right now, we're just grinding it out in a world of uncertainty when we desperately, as consumers, as human beings, we want calm to where we can have confidence in the decisions we're making.
We're visiting with Mark Earhart, president of the Earhart Group. Mark, a thought wanted to get your reaction to. There's been a lot of discussion about ideological indoctrination in advanced educational institutions. Does that fuel or feed what we're seeing happening here? Because especially with your comments that you just made, it seems to me that you think a certain way because of the way material was presented and the way you were taught, and it's hard to break with that, especially early onset when you're entering the business world. You know, there's parents like my age that have kids that are in their late 20s, you know, approaching 30. You know, the parents a little older than us said, they typically come around when they're about 33 or 34 years of age. You just kind of chuckle, right?
Yeah. I mean, here's one thing that has stayed consistent. in what we've seen through the Gulf South Index and what we're seeing in terms of how we in communicating with people. The values that there are certain core values that we have as human beings and Americans that just overlap. I mean, it really doesn't matter what corner of the region you come from, what corner of the city, what corner of the country that you come from. There are certain things that have a level of commonality among who we are. And one of those things is about being proud to be an American. And, you know, what we look at and we ask people about the American dream and whether they think that they can achieve the American dream, because that's a question that sort of everyone has their own impression of that, right? What is the American dream? Well, what's the American dream to me might be a lot different than, Noel, the American dream to you, or the American dream for me living in New Orleans might be a hell of a lot different than somebody in Los Angeles, right? But we both have a common idea of what we want for ourselves. And when we start talking about values, you know, in the midst of everything, 80% of Americans still say that they're proud to be an American. 80%. We can't get 80% of people to agree on what we want to eat at Jazz Fest. But we all agree that we're proud to be an American. And that's just nationally. It's even higher in the Gulf South. The idea of family, the idea of hard work. I mean, we're talking about percentages of people who say they believe in those values that are in the 80s, in some cases, 90% agreement that we all agree on those similar things. And so what we're finding, and this is what's coming out in our new report in the next couple of weeks, is that there's a tension that's emerged where we're worrying about the future, right? There's a lack of stability. And so we're unsure about the American dream and whether we can achieve it, but we're proud of who we are. And maybe that's the area we can build on is in those common shared values, as opposed to trying to prove ourselves right all the time.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting because we seem to be getting down to a more granular level now too. I mean, things that in the overall scheme of things are, in my view, inconsequential, but we want to make them consequential, right? The overuse of the word existential. Everything is existential now. It's like it used to have a whole different meaning and purpose. Now, I'm not sure what it means.
Well, and that's been, I agree with you completely. And I've seen commentary coming out of the last presidential election where people who didn't like the outcome were talking about the fact that, you know, everything was being screamed about in the first term of President Trump. Like, this is terrible. It's an existential crisis that we all got desensitized to it, right? And desensitized to the word even existential. I think what our research is finding is that the idea of the American dream has gotten smaller. It's more of a local American dream and it's more personal. And so this screaming all the time of that fight to the death, right? This is a fight to the death today. And then you turn on at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning, it's a different fight to the death. I think the way that people are starting to view the world around them is much more local and much more personal to them. And that's, you know, then the trick is how do you communicate to people and share information with people in that environment so that they open up and listen and consider.
Yeah. It's going to be a challenge for sure. I've got some really kind of nasty texts that have come in about, you know, this difference of opinion, and they're like, I'm bemoaning opinion. No, I think opinion is valuable, right? But
sure,
I like listening to the countervailing opinion more than I like listening to one that embraces my opinion, because I want to know what other people are thinking about. And I take those as educational opportunities for me to make sure that I'm not missing something. You know, a different perspective.
Well, I'm like you. I try to be like you, right? I try to do that. I think in some things, holding on, white knuckling onto our opinions just for the sake of being right is like holding a grudge, right? And I've heard people say about holding a grudge is like you drinking poison and expecting the other person to die, right? It just we get ourselves so closed off, and you know it takes courage. And I'm saying this as someone who is not as good at this as I should be, but it takes courage to listen to someone else's point of view. It takes an open-mindedness to read a news story you wouldn't otherwise read. Or watch the news all the way through and see things that you may not have seen before. And that helps inform opinions. It makes the opinions we have maybe even better informed, or it helps us refine it so we have a better understanding of where other people are coming from. Right now, it's just in opposite directions, and it's a shame.
No doubt. Mark Earhart, as always, we truly appreciate the time, the insight. Mark is the president of the Earhart Group. Have a great week.
Thanks, Noel. You too. Talk to you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.